Andy Martin likes to garden in the courtyard of his Van Nuys apartment.
I planted some paper whites that bloomed very pretty. I did freesias. It's springtime. It's perfect time for everything.
Gardening is something the 61-year-old Martin couldn't always do. He's a longtime HIV survivor, and a bout with kidney failure years ago left him bedridden. Then, a social worker and nurse from AIDS Project Los Angeles began to visit.
I had lost so much. I lost my home. I lost my friends. I lost a life that I used to have. So I'm glad they came into my life.
A caregiver also came and helped him get out of bed and then out of a wheelchair.
We would walk down the street just a little ways, and then I would rest and would walk some more.
Martin receives all that care for free under a special state program called the AIDS Medi-Cal Waiver. It pays for services that wouldn't otherwise be covered by Medi-Cal. Martin even got help finding a subsidized apartment. The program contracts with Medi-Cal providers, like AIDS Project LA, to serve HIV and AIDS patients. Scott Singer is with the group.
What we do is we keep those people out of the hospital and out of those skilled nursing beds and doing well at home. It's just a better place for people to be.
But funding for the program has essentially stayed the same for the last 15 years, and reimbursement rates for providers are about 30% lower than in similar Medi-Cal programs.
It becomes more and more unsustainable to manage and run these programs. You keep losing more and more money every year. So we've seen year after year agencies giving up the program.
About 20 agencies have dropped out in recent years, including the Pasadena Public Health Department. It stopped providing in-home care to HIV and AIDS patients last year. Director Michael Johnson says it just didn't make sense financially. And he says it was a challenge to find agencies to take the patients.
The home-based care program was one of those programs that we were not able to really cover our costs. And there are not that many agencies in the region that actually are able to provide this service.
There are only about 24 agencies in California still participating in the AIDS Medi-Cal Waiver Program. The number of patients is dwindling, too. There are now about 1,400, a roughly 40% drop from 8 years ago. State officials aren't convinced the low reimbursement rates are to blame. Rebecca Shoup of the State Department of Healthcare Services says some patients may be getting care from other Medi-Cal programs. Either way, Shoup says California recognizes the importance of keeping HIV patients at home, both for them and the state.
The cost of providing care to these members is substantially less than the cost of care in an institution.
Hi. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
On a sunny afternoon, nurse Jeannie Actan of AIDS Project LA visits Andy Martin. He tells Actan his body recently rejected another HIV medication. Then his immune system crashed.
I had fever for 2 days. Okay. It kept going up. So we decided to go to the emergency room.
How long did it take for it to go down?
They had to admit me because they couldn't get it down.
Martin eventually recovered and came home. Actan says she's seen his health go up and down.
I've been working with Andy for 10 years, and we've gone through a roller coaster together, but we're still here.
Martin says having Actan and the team gives him peace of mind, and he doesn't know what he'd do without them. To keep services going for people like Martin, a state assemblyman is trying to get more money for the program in this year's budget. For KPCC, I'm Anna Gorman.